You never really know till it's in the bin. But, yeah, pretty good.
She's been pretty good, hasn't it?
Been a good year. A lot of rain. So we haven't had to water as much, which is okay. But we have our own water anyway. But, yeah, it's just a matter of, like, keeping an eye on the sprinklers and that sort of thing. So it's been less work that way.
How many trees do you have in the ground here and how many different varieties?
We have 2,100 and the varieties we have 7.
And what do you do with all the olives? You make an oil from my understanding, but you also have been putting your labour of love into table olives.
Yes, that as well. So, yeah, I would think we'd probably... we put them in bins of 60 kilos, so we'd probably do about 10 bins a year, and which would be, you know, like half a ton, say. And then the rest, our tonnage is usually between around about 8 ton. So whatever's left over after we get the table olives, we put the rest into oil.
Where do you sell all your produce to?
It's pretty much the local area, the local restaurants and... Yeah, providors up and down the coast. Yeah, we have a lovely lot of people who enjoy our oil and, yeah, they buy it regularly.
And what does demand for Australian-grown olive oil look like?
I think it's people are more discerning now. They want to look after the locals. They want to buy good quality oil. And I think it's greatly improved over the years since we've been growing olives, which is about 20 years. We've noticed the difference. And at the markets, people are just always buy oil. They just love Tasmania.
And now it's time of change for you. This is your last season. How do you feel about it wrapping up?
It's a bit something that, I suppose, over the years we've decided to, like, as you get a bit older like me, you tend to want to say, oh, enough is enough. And, well, we've done it for 21 years now, so I think it's time to move on and let some young people have a go.
And having grown olives for the past 21 years, what are some of your favourite memories?
Probably the harvest more than anything with our friends. And George has a special friend who has passed now, Lance, so he used to help us a lot. That was lovely, and his partner, Di. And I think the markets, like, we went to the markets every fortnight and just met so many beautiful, wonderful people. And I think that's the best, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Even though we travelled a lot, we went to Launceston, Hobart markets, all the markets around Tassie, we tried all of them. So, yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Oh, you've got a real passion as well for what you are producing, and you've taken out a lot of awards.
Oh, Jess, this is the awards we've won over the years. Oh, there's a lot of them. I'll just lift them out for you to have a look at. We're so fortunate. Golds and bronzes and silvers.
That's quite a handful.
It certainly is. We've been very lucky. I think we have quite unique oils in our grove. They're mostly French varieties, and people seem to love that flavour. And, yeah, we've been very fortunate, yeah.
How would you describe that flavour?
Well, for example, the liqueur, which has been very successful in South Australia, especially in the awards area, it's got that kind of a chilli hint, and people just love it's like an aftertaste. Like when you taste wine, you get at the back of the palate, it's kind of that, like the chilli hit. And then with the Boutelin, it's like you've taken a mouthful of grass. Like it's grassy and beautiful and flavoursome. So, yeah, just... Each variety has its own particular characteristics. Mm.
And what is it that made you decide 21 years ago to grow olives here and not any other crop?
Oh, it was just my dream, I think. When I was working down in the mines down in Rosebery, I thought, oh, well, the government's taking too much money off me, so I decided to go into having a go at olives, so I'll get some of my money back.
And back then, you didn't know much about olive growing. How did you teach yourself?
Oh, just by listening to other people, what they were going through and the problems they had. And that's how we thought, well, we better not do that, whatever their problems were. And, we just thought it would just go ahead and have a go. And we actually went to a nursery, which was in Dalton, and they bought all our trees off them.
Wrapping up now, this will be your very last harvest. What are you planning to turn the olives into?
Oh, mostly oil, yeah, but see about the table olives. We're not quite sure. We have quite a stock, so we should be right for those.